Well, good morning once again. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 1 and verse 48 will serve as our text this morning. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. The context of this is within the Song of Mary, which we will read beginning in verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." Now, having placed our text within its context in the scriptures, we will now unpack its meaning. We shall focus on the two words which Mary uses to describe her position before God. Lowly state. Now this morning, I shall suggest to you three meanings, three applications of these two words, lowly state. First, Mary's lowly state as a sinner. Secondly, Mary's lowly state with regard to her humility. And third, Mary's lowly state in the world, as opposed to her high estate in God's estimation. First, Mary's lowly state as a sinner. In verse 47, Mary acknowledges her need for a Savior. Who needs a Savior but a sinner? And in her acknowledgement, she rejoices in the fact that she has not been left a sinner only, but that God has provided a Savior that she might be a sinner saved by the grace of the great God who is in heaven. Note that Mary is not a mediator to be prayed to. Rather, she is an example to us of what great faith looks like. We as sinners are helpless little creatures apart from God. Those who are well, that is, those who think they are well, have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And indeed, you and I share Mary's need for divine grace and divine mercy. For as it is written, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Therefore, let us acknowledge our lowly state as sinners, laid bare before the holy God who is in heaven. He who is separate and apart from sin. For in Jesus, and because of his work, for which purpose he entered the world, there is sufficient grace and mercy for all. And if there is sufficient grace and mercy for all, then there is sufficient grace and mercy for you, friend, this morning. I pray that nobody shall leave here without finding his or her measure of mercy and grace. Secondly, there is Mary's lowly state with regard to her humility. Now, Mary, in her speech, was not being prideful in her humility, as is the manner of some. Therefore, Scripture records her virtue. You know, it's interesting how God records Mary's prayer, her proclamation of faith, where she speaks of herself as one of lowly state. And it reminds me of Moses, who wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. And Moses actually writes this about himself. Now, the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who are on the face of the earth. Now, if Moses did not have true humility, I can't see where the Lord God would have allowed that to find its way into the book. Now, I'm bringing these things out for a reason. There are many people who are quite proud of their humility, who think themselves the most humble of men, the most humble of women, the best of men, the best of women. But friends, you have not attained to a lowly state until you think yourself the worst of men and the worst of women, the greatest of sinners. Did not Paul recognize the grace of God in light of the fact that he was a sinner, and not just any sinner, but the chief of sinners? For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. We have the secret to humility in our text. Mary was really onto something here. Humility before God is demonstrated by servanthood. For he has regarded the lowly state of his what? His maidservant, the text tells us. He who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he who governs, as he who serves. Let no task be beneath you. Let no task be so menial that you will not perform it, no matter the state which God may have exalted you to in your life, in your workplace, even in your church. I'll tell you a story from the Scriptures. The best stories we have are right in God's Word. The mother of Zebedee's sons, Mrs. Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons, John and James, kneeling down and asking something from him. Apparently, James and John were afraid that Jesus wouldn't grant their request, but you see, Mom had a soft touch, so they put her up to it. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left, in your kingdom." But Jesus graciously, we might add, answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." Okay? So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." I think you and I are going to be awfully surprised when we attain to heaven who is going to be occupying the more prominent places. It's probably going to be a lot of people up there that we never heard of, but God's heard of them. And I should hope to see a few of you in quite prominent places when I arrive. My feelings won't be hurt if you occupy a more prominent place than I. I hope that same lowly state of mind might be in you. And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. Can you imagine this? The other 10 watching this? Yeah, really? But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." So you see, friends, Mary had a lowly state in the world, but in esteeming herself as nothing more than the maidservant of God, she had a very high esteem, a very high estate in God's estimation. Not many mighty in worldly status, wealth, strength, or position are called. For it is written, "God has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly." For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things which are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But to him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That as it is written, "He who glories, let him glory in the Lord." In other words, Let us be singing with Mary. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Mary was a poor woman from an insignificant town in Israel. She had a lowly state in the world. But because of her great faith and her great humility, God counted her as a woman of high estate. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The world may have little use for you, but your Creator has great use for you. If you are willing to be His manservant,
Amen.
To be His maid servant. For God has great love and great plans and great hope and great peace stored up for those who love Him, and His goodwill both constrains Him and abides on you. Men may ignore you. Men may not care about you. Men may consider you worthless. Somebody to use for their own purposes and cast aside. But not so with God. God is mindful of you. And if He uses you for anything, it's for His glory and for your own peace and well-being and betterment in the spiritual sense. This is the God who loves you enough, who loved you enough to come into this world for the sole purpose of dying for you. To Him, you're worth it all. Though you only be of lowly state. Now, not every believer is called to such a privilege as Mary, or Joseph, or Elizabeth, or any of these other great faith examples that we read about in the Holy Writ. But we can be content in the lowly state in which He has placed us, knowing that He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. If He's given us one gift, let us use it, that we might present it back to the Lord twofold, or fivefold, or tenfold, or 30. Our God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So our conclusion is this. Those sinners who humbly approach God through Jesus Christ in their lowly state will receive great spiritual blessings from the Lord. Are there any here this morning who are unsure about their spiritual state? Setting aside the lowly state for now, what is your spiritual state? Are you a child of God? Are you truly converted? Have you been coming here for a period of time And maybe you like what you hear. But the message has never quite gone all the way through to the heart. Or are you here for the first time, or the second, or the third time? And maybe the message hasn't hit you in such a way that you've quite realized what step now that you must take. And so I urge you this morning, I'll put it as plainly as I can, to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. The same Jesus who came down to the earth 2,000 years ago that we celebrate this season is that Jesus who went to the cross and died for you and paid the penalty for sin and rose again and has promised that if you put your faith in Him, He will prepare a place for you in heaven. Amen. Believe this and know this, and you will be, indeed, you are saved from the hour you first believed, as the song goes. I pray if you have not taken that step, that you will take it to heart. Let no man or woman walk out of this place without that blessed assurance. We thank you, God, for your word, for your truth, for your spirit. May your spirit, God the Holy Spirit, do the work in every heart that He has come here to do this morning, according to each one's need. God, bless our service, the remainder of our service and the remainder of our day, that in all things we be found doing nothing other than glorifying our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.